www.thebeatmaster.com.
Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. Live on a Sunday. We do that here on Free Talk Live. 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
You pick your time zone and figure out what time that is for you. I can't go around all over the world.
Free Talk Live is not only heard on the radio in the United States and in North America on XM, but around the world at freetalklive.com. You can get our podcast downloads, and we get contact all the time from English speakers in other countries and lots of people in other English-speaking countries. Here on Free Talk Live, we try to make it, available to you, wherever you are. And we try to do it for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the calls. How about Jason calling in from New Hampshire, listening on LRN.FM.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Jason. Jason, the whatever phone you're on sounds awful.
Oh, sorry.
I think we're going to have to put you on hold.
I'm going to put you on hold to try to figure that out. But we can go to Rebel in Virginia. Rebel, you're on Free Talk Live.
And first and foremost, I want to give just a little shout-out.
Rebel, you've got a phone problem, too. I wonder if it's us. I'll let the board up try to figure that out here.
Sometimes it happens. I felt kind of bad last week because we ran up against that issue, and, you know, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
Calls in, they're just...
The wonders of modern technology.
It's not exactly modern.
You know, it's like the Carousel of Progress at Disney World.
Yeah, right.
My poor son, he was like 3 and a half or something. I took him to Disney World, and, you know, all the other kids get to ride the rides and stuff like that. First thing Daddy wants to do is go on the Carousel of Progress. Boring ride that is, kid. But I love that thing. And actually, a couple of weeks later, I caught him singing the song. There's the song that they sing. Do you know what I'm talking about, the Carousel of Progress?
Yes. I don't want you to sing the song because it'll probably get stuck in everybody's heads.
I don't know. I couldn't sing it. But it's.
I was at Disney World, and I got stuck on a ride, and they were playing in that ride. I think it was the same thing that you're talking about.
It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
They were playing It's a Small World, after all.
I love that song.
And it was just over and over, and the ride, like, broke down in the middle of it. Yep. So I was sitting there for, like, an hour, just, it's a small and world.
Tortured by Disney music.
Wow. Kind of traumatic.
Right. You can't get out. You're completely surrounded in waters and old pennies.
Oh, yeah, and little dolls.
Whatever happened to Epcot being, like, the home of the future?
It was in the 80s.
Yeah, what a loss.
Epcot was really kind of futuristic and neat
in
the
80s. So.
I haven't been there in so long.
I thought everything in the 80s was neat and futuristic. I don't know what happened, but everything went downhill.
The show? Clockwork Orange. Everything was supposed to be like...
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Yeah, the movie.
That would have gotten bad.
Yeah. And Genie. I Dream of Genie was very into the modern furniture and stuff like that. I always thought those were... interesting styles. Let's go try
you
Rebel.
At the furniture?
What's that?
You looked at the furniture and I Dream of Genie?
I was much more of a bewitched guy.
Oh, I
Elizabeth
see.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
She wiggles her nose. There's nothing you can do.
Try Rebel in Virginia here. See if we've gotten you back on. Rebel? Rebel, you're on the air?
I'm here.
Okay.
Sounds much better.
Go right ahead. Yep. Sounds better.
All right. First and foremost, I want to call attention to my friend's Facebook page called The Defense Releases of Our Fallen U.S. Troops, which is a record daily of fallen U.S. soldiers, because apparently people have forgot that we're still at war. But
I always feel bad, not just for the soldiers, but I feel bad for the people on the other side, too. I mean, I feel like these conflicts are pointless.
Yeah, well, we all know that. You know, they send our boys over there to die and get blown up and come back with no legs and arms for absolutely no reason nowadays. And we're not really fighting for anything except people's pockets getting fatter.
Yep.
But what I wanted to comment on is last night you guys were talking about us in the South being only a few generations away from Confederates, and my great-grandfather was born in 1861, and both of his brothers died in the Civil War.
Hmm.
One defending Richmond, and the other at Antietam. And not only them, I had multiple, about five or six people in my family fighting in the war. But my grandfather was born in 1903, and he taught us about the war. And here in Virginia, we were still being reconstructed in the 1980s as to love Lincoln and to love these tyrannical acts. And what we're dealing with today, we understand better than Northerners what's going on, because in the area that I live in now, the Yankees came down here and raped, burned, and pillaged the entire time. And when my family went to Gettysburg, some of my cousins were still in the unit. When they went up there and they went into York, Pennsylvania, the commander of their unit had to get up into the middle of York, Pennsylvania, and tell them that we weren't going to burn the town or rape any women, and that they should calm down because we were Southern gentlemen and we wouldn't do the sorts of things the Yankees did to us down south. And I feel like they were dealing with the same kind of tyranny where they want to take our guns away, they want to make us defenseless, and then in the end, obviously we're going to be, dissidents are going to be marched to different places and put in chains.
You know, I wonder, there are a lot, there's a lot of evidence of Northern, you know, torture and that kind of thing.
Sherman's March.
Sacking going on in the South, but, you know, not nearly as much evidence of Southerners doing that. Southerners didn't spend as much time in the North either across the line. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's one of these situations where, you know, history, you know, how do you parse it out? If the South spent as much time in the North as the North spent in the South during the war between the states, how would things have been?
That really matter in the morality of men?
What's that?
Does that really account for the morality of men?
Well, I think men on either side of that line tended to be similar, is what my thoughts are.
I don't know about all that. I know that the Yankees came down here, pretty much did whatever they want.
Yep.
And when they came to Fredericksburg, they burned it and they pillaged it. When they came to Charlottesville, they burned it and pillaged it. I mean, it was the same thing that we went under the British when the British soldiers came here. They burned and stole everything. You know, our troops nowadays, when they go into Iraq and Afghanistan, and I have a lot of veterans that I know, they're not even allowed to bring back a knife.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a case to just say that how, you know, terrible all war is. You
all
know,
war is terrible, but you guys better be ready for it. Be real terrible if they come after our guns. Because we're not, absolutely not going to give up anything. And we're not going to comply with registry. We're not going to comply with turning our guns in. The reason for the Second Amendment is solely to prevent tyranny in this land. It's not to shoot a robber or to shoot somebody who invades your home. It's to shoot government agents.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. That's the reason for the Second Amendment.
Maybe the reason it was written, but I have some real questions about whether that would apply today.
When I don't
the
know how effective it is.
So much firepower, they could drone you from miles away.
But as far as gun confiscation goes, I think that you'll see if they try to do gun confiscation when it's not in a catastrophic event like Hurricane Katrina, that you'll
even
see,
then they had trouble.
Yeah, well, they did have some trouble, but you know, it's there's a lot of lashback. Mm-hmm. What I think you're likely to see is just increased difficulty for individuals, different types of people, to continue to get guns. They just take it away a little bit at a time.
In the South, are not going to comply with our tradition.
You're already complying, Rebel. Let's be 100% clear. How many convicted felons in your state of Virginia are allowed to carry a gun?
Well, seeing that Bob McDonald pardoned 90% of the felons that applied for that this year, I'm sure that a lot of them are now able to buy guns and vote.
That's this year. I mean, you know, there's...
You know,
jails are full across the country of felons, you know, that were convicted of having firearms. I hope it's getting better, Rebel. I really do. Thanks for the call.
I agree with you that they would do it, you know, slowly, a little bit at a time,
yep.
Boil the frog.
And I think that in southern states, you know, it's less likely to happen there. It's a little less likely. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. 450 free. We'll get right back into your calls here in just 1 second, but if you're looking for name brands in camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, much more. A lot of people are looking to get ammunition, and I was over there at the website checking out what they had available, and they certainly did have some ammunition available at manventureoutpost.com, and they've got great prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Let's go back to Jason in New Hampshire, listening on LRN.FM. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, Stephanie, Brian, Mark, how you doing?
I'm sorry, it sounds bad.
Yeah, that's...
Board up's taking care of that.
Yeah, sorry, Jason. I'm really curious what he had to say.
I want to know, too, but...
You want to talk about condoms in the meantime?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So,
I hate condoms.
Yeah, I'm not real pond.
I think a lot of people dislike them, but you know, I appreciate that they can help prevent the transmission of certain STIs.
Agreed.
Certainly, don't think anyone should be forced by government to wear them, though. STI means sexually transmitted infection. It's a little bit more. I guess it's a way of saying STD or sexually transmitted disease without kind of like shaming. I guess a little bit.
Really, STI doesn't shame as much as STD does.
I don't know.
This is one of the problems I have with political correctness is that it just changes the terminology all the time. You know?
Well, okay, first it was VD, right? First it was venereal disease,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got you.
Then it was STD, sexually transmitted disease. That's a little better. Now it's STI.
Why is it better?
I don't know.
I thought they just put it in place so that way they knew who actually just played a doctor on TV and who was really a doctor.
Well, Mark, you know, a lot of people...
I like Brian's assumption.
I do too, Brian.
Thank you.
I think that there are a lot of people out there who, if they were to catch an STI or an STD or a VD or whatever, if they were to get some bug that goes after their junk, right, they would think that was the end of the world. They would be really upset. And in reality, I got news for you. You know, a lot of people have herpes. A lot of people have HPV, human papillomavirus.
Yeah, a lot of people have that. I mean,
most of them, it doesn't cause any symptoms.
Yeah.
Most of them, the herpes virus doesn't cause any symptoms either. Or they get, you know, one outbreak and then for the rest of their life they have nothing. But, you know, there is a big stigma on sexually transmitted infections or diseases, whatever you want to call them, in the society today.
There certainly is. I changing the words around, mm-hmm. It's a really cheap way to try to take whatever stigma there is away. Mm-hmm. I mean, sexually transmitted disease, sexually transmitted infection.
So you try to take
infection.
The stigma out of certain words, right? Like you wouldn't use certain words to describe yourself, like the A word.
There's lots
Anarchist.
Of words.
Anarchist.
For instance, I don't use... let's talk about loaded words for a second. I think it's interesting.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, some of them change over time, but people also have a certain amount of reticence to change the terms that they're used to. So you'll find that older Americans tend to use the word colored to describe black people.
Oriental.
Queer.
Yeah,
I did that one. Yeah.
And right, yeah. Oriental is I hear some kind of insulting term, but I think only on the west coast of the United States. I don't really think...
It's only in America that's insulting.
In the east, I don't think it really is considered... here in the east it is, because I had a co-worker who was half Chinese, half Japanese, asked her what she thought about being called Oriental, and she's, I've never heard anything. Never bothered me.
Yeah, well, just because one Asian person isn't offended by it.
How many Asian people can I go poll for this? I mean, you know, I live my life and don't deal with the Asian people I deal with.
Yeah.
Asian's inaccurate. Lots of people, I mean, Russia is a big country full of white people and it's in Asia.
Yep. So is India, right?
Well, I mean, some people will call them Oriental and I think that that's not even accurate. I think they probably should just be called East Indian or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard that Oriental refers to a thing like an Oriental rug.
Yes, I heard it too.
Asian refers to a person.
But this is just new. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to not be that way. I mean, you just call them Orientals.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's better than Mongoloids. I mean, this was
that's
the,
still used.
This was the scientific term I was taught when I was in high school, that you had Caucasians. They didn't say Caucasoid, which I think is probably the way to say it.
Yeah.
Caucasoids, Negroids, and Mongoloids.
Yep.
Those were the three major racial categories. Right,
and they would say these terminology, and now this is highly unpopular verbiage.
Yep.
That's
true.
You're just not supposed to use these terms, so I get that there's some old terms that you just don't use. I'm not going to run around calling people Mongoloids and Negroids in order to make friends. It's a bad way to do it.
Is that why that Japanese woman slapped me? I called her a Mongoloid.
It's not good. It's not good. But I also think it's just not fair to keep on it's been a decade. Let's go ahead and change this term. Well, what are we going to start calling Mexicans when Mexican becomes a term that people don't want to use?
I don't know. Hispanic, Latino, Latina.
They're from Mexico.
I would ask them what they want to be called. I care about this stuff, okay? Like, I appreciate it when people go out of their way to use terms that make me feel welcome and comfortable. And I don't mind doing it for other people. I don't think it's too much of an effort. Right? Would you rather be told, hey, Mark, you have VD?
And you're I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't. It doesn't matter to me at all when you're talking about the STD, STIs, and mm-hmm. VD. And I think that STI versus STD is cheap. Like, when you're going from a venereal disease to a sexually transmitted disease, you're actually making a step. But to go and saying sexually transmitted disease to sexually transmitted infection, you haven't done nothing to change the language.
I do have the preference to not have the word the in front of the disease that I have.
The herpes.
Like the herpes or the AIDS or
the AIDS, right.
The asthma.
Mm.
That'd be nice if that was.
What about the idea, Mark, that a disease has a connotation of forever, like you're diseased and you'll never be healed, and
an infection is an interesting word.
Infection can be cured.
Somebody said something to me.
Although they can't all be cured, that's about sexually transmitted infections. They can't. So maybe that's not a very
fat lie.
not a very valid
point. I heard on the TV today they called the flu a disease, though. And, that's interesting. I wouldn't have called the flu a disease. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would have called it, but I probably wouldn't have called it a disease.
Yeah, a sickness, an infection. It's a little stronger. Disease is a little stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Let's go to Taylana, calling from New Jersey, listening to LRN.FM. That's a Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. Taylana?
Hello.
Hello. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to call you guys to talk about, my transition to libertarianism and, how I just got introduced to it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just, of course, I was first introduced to, Ron Paul, Murray Rothbard. I just kind of moved on the scale from, a liberal Democrat to, a conservative Republican and just to, a libertarian in my 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So you were kind of all over the map. And you would say, would you say that it started off with Ron Paul?
Yeah, Ron Paul and Murray Rothbard.
Cool, yeah, that's good to know.
Taylana, I want to hear just a little bit more here. I'm going to bring you back next segment. 603-435, I've given the wrong number. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call that one, too. It'd work. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. You know, the phone lines are pretty much loaded here, but we might be able to sneak in. 855-453. We talk about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live a great deal because I love them. I'm excited about them, and
I love them,
and they're also they've got some upward mobility going on right now. So I don't know if that's is that good, is that bad? You know, do you want to buy now? Do you want to wait till they dip? I don't know, but I'm thinking that there's a lot of upward potential in Bitcoins this year. Here's my prediction for you: Bitcoins are the best investment you can make this year.
I'll second that.
Yeah, you know, that's sort of the uninformed person is. Yeah, if you could somehow look at yesterday's newspaper and know what every stock's going to do tomorrow, you'd make more, but you don't know what every stock's going to do. But I can tell you that, you know, the ignoramus can go buy some Bitcoins, and I believe that you're going to have more. I'd consider myself among them.
Well, I mean, look at the evidence. There are major investment firms that are getting into Bitcoins. They're, you know, they're getting a lot of coverage in many different press, you know, many different types of venues, and more people are finding out about them all the time. You know, I just heard a story from someone, that an acquaintance of mine, who said that he's now paying his rent in bitcoins. He convinced his landlord to set up a account at Coinbase. I guess it's sort of like one of those payment acceptors. And then he set up a page, and his landlord, and now he pays his rent with bitcoins, right? And his landlord knew nothing about bitcoins before, but just now he knows that they're better to pay, you know, they're an alternative to PayPal, and they're going to be better for him, right?
BitPay.com will make it easy for you, too, if you're a you know, some kind of business. You can do that, too.
But yeah, they're gaining a lot of traction.
Lots of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Not only are we on more than 110 great radio stations around the country, two XM channels. We're also on free-to-air satellite. We've got the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And the listen lines, where you can call in a telephone number and listen on your cell phone. If you have no other way to listen, it's great. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to see all the ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live. We try to make it easy for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Taylana, and calling in from New Jersey, listening on LRN.FM. Taylana, you were telling us about your transition to the ideas of liberty.
Yeah.
So go on, real quick. You found out about Ron Paul. What was it in his message that really moved you?
It's just basically how I felt about the whole America ideas of liberty and, you know, life and pursuit of happiness, basically. But at first, like as a Republican, you know, he portrayed as this extremist, but then as I delve into it, he's really for America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to absolutely agree.
I think a lot of people have that experience. You know, some of us just think outside the box, and we know growing up that there's something really wrong with the world around us, or we just don't fit in. And then suddenly, boom, like we hear about the ideas of liberty, and it's like, oh, that's how I felt all along, you know.
And it really clicks for you.
I have one more question. Are you planning on going to the Free State Project's events anytime soon, like the Liberty Forum that's coming up in Nashua, New Hampshire, or maybe the Porcupine Freedom Festival this winter? Or, I'm sorry, this summer?
Well, I won't be able to make it to the forum because I'm like a broke college student. but I'll try to make it to the Pork Fest. So
excellent.
I'm hoping for that.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, love to meet you there.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Taylano. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jonathan calling in from North Carolina. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, thank you so much for taking my call.
Basically, that's what we do here.
Awesome. Well, basically, I'm just calling in sort of to kind of build on what Rebel said a few callers back.
Okay.
And I think, you know, not to call anybody out on your staff there, but I think when we talk about a resistance to the government when it comes to the Second Amendment, I think we're maybe missing the point. It's not about whether or not we can spot them off. We know they have drones. We know they have military artillery. We know they have tanks. It's about providing a resistance. That way, the local law enforcement will not take unconstitutional orders. Nobody thinks they can fight off the Marines or the Navy or anyone like that. What we do is we provide a resistance. It's so
Jonathan,
we don't back down. We
I'm
don't
all
power.
For resistance, Jonathan. I spend a lot of my life providing resistance to government agencies in all areas. My concern is that people put all their chips on guns and let it ride. That every other form of government tyranny is, it's grumble worthy, but not resistance worthy. And
so what do we do then?
Provide resistance.
Are you saying we lay down? Are you saying we don't stand up? Are you saying just because they have drones, then we don't stand up for our families, that we go to a camp? No, we do not. We
I don't know where you got what I said. I mean,
I listened to what you said. Are you listening to me? We put up resistance. We put up resistance.
What do you mean by resistance? Do you mean cover fire? I mean, are you talking about putting 223 rounds in the air?
Does it matter?
Yes,
what
it does.
Matters is that we don't back down. And so the local law enforcement, the local sheriff does not take the unconstitutional
Jonathan,
orders.
Let me see if you can understand what I'm saying here. I've, for doing this show for years, 10 years now, I have studied this. And believe me, I used to be of the opinion when the ballot box doesn't work, the bullet box is what's next. I'm not of that opinion anymore because I think that there are better systems. Please, listen to me.
I don't disagree with that. What right. I am calling about, the reason why I'm calling is because when Rebel called in, I think Stephanie said, well, that's crazy to say you're going to fight.
No,
because they have drones.
No, I did not say that's. I didn't say that's crazy.
That's like saying that the Second Amendment is about hunting. That is not what it's about. It's about providing a resistance. So even if we die, they will not keep coming because they know that they're going to be fought. Whether they have drones or tanks or whatever, they know we're going to put up a resistance. Don't tell people that resistance is futile.
Hold on,
that is
Jonathan.
A disservice.
Okay. Jonathan, I hear that you're interested in putting up resistance. I respect your thoughts on that. I didn't say that Rebel was crazy. All I said was I have some questions about.
You said he was crazy. Didn't say.
Yeah, you
said
did.
He was crazy.
You said that was
you
crazy.
You said they have drones, so implying that we should not put up resistance because they have drones. Who cares what they've got?
I said I have some questions about it. You know, well, I mean, when I think about this for my own life, and you know, look. You know, I get that this is what you want to do. I'm not questioning that.
It's
I hear you loud and clear.
Do. It's what I have to do. It's what we all have to do. It's incumbent upon
no,
me.
No,
I don't all have to do it.
What do we do? We let them come in. We let
no,
them
first you can
camp?
First you could do some reading. Okay, I'm not saying you haven't read before, but I'm saying you could do some
right.
reading on history. Okay, and find out just how far violent revolutions have ever gotten anybody.
I'm not suggesting a violent revolution.
If they take your guns, what are you going to do? You don't want them to take your guns. What are you going to do if they try and take their guns?
I'm saying I'm one person. I have one wife. I have one family. I don't care what they come for. When they come for my family, they will be met with resistance, and that's
okay.
why. They will not do it.
Okay, but what
if
I'm
then put up resistance, then they will do it.
Right,
they do not see that.
Okay, but to stand up violently is not the only way to stand up. And equally,
if they come at me violently, then what choice do I have?
Well, there's a lot of things you could do along the way, and I think that this is the point we're trying to make, Jonathan.
I'm talking about when they come for me. I'm talking about Jonathan,
when they come for you, you've already lost. That's the point I'm trying to make.
To
they come.
Them.
No, sir.
So
listen, just one moment. Let me make my point. When they come for you, you've already lost. They're coming for people all the time in this country. They're coming for them every day. What are you doing about that right now? Besides calling television and radio shows and complaining about guns, what are you doing about it?
I'm loading up. I'm ready to go. It's lock, stop, and barrel. And if you're not, you're a coward. So get off the radio and quit telling people resistance is futile. We're not going to stand for this.
That's right. We're off the air. Free Talk Live is done for broadcasting. Jonathan says we don't believe in freedom enough.
Yeah, I don't consider it cowardly to embrace peace.
Yeah,
never going to get.
I'll never take another human life.
Project.
I'll never ever take another human life.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with SnoreBreak. SnoreBreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. SnoreBreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. SnoreBreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. SnoreBreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Call 1-800-467-7305. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, SnoreBreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time risk-free trial. Call 1-800-467-7305. That's 1-800-467-7305. Call 1-800-467-7305.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are
healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails and Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's a toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call. Well, you know, actually, the phone lines are pretty close to loaded, so I'm not going to give out the number here. On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Final segment here on the live Sunday edition. And I just want to tell you about our AMP program. With the AMP program, you get, some perks. We give an amplifier call-in line. We've got an AMP-only forum, AMP-only portion of our forum on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, and a couple of other perks for the AMP program. But what the AMP program is really about is for people who support Free Talk Live and its endeavor of bringing the ideas of liberty to people. And, you know, talking about those ideas, putting a fine point on those ideas. Free Talk Live does something that there's no other show in America that does. We don't, we don't subscribe to the right or the left. We believe in the ideas of liberty every issue, every time. And if you do too, you can support our work with amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you tonight?
All's well, except for that last call.
Indeed. Let's hope that most people opt for the peaceful solution.
I hope he does, too. I mean, he wasn't saying that he was necessarily looking to kill government agents, but certainly sounds
like it. Not all resistance is physical.
So. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to make that point, but I guess
same here. It didn't get through.
It just
because you're a coward, Mark.
Yeah, I'm a coward. Go ahead, Kurt. I'm scared of you. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about self-esteem.
Yes.
I've got something, a little paragraph. It takes me about 1 minute to read. It ends off with the phrase, "What do you think?"
Okay.
Mind if I give it a quick read?
Go right ahead.
When I was a child, my mother eschewed a public education for her children. The only reason I can remember her telling me for this was that the public schools were teaching self-esteem. fostering the idea that just the act of telling a person they are worth something produces real, lasting self-esteem. Thankfully, my mother disagreed. She felt, and I agree with her, that real, lasting self-esteem comes from actual accomplishment and not external reinforcement. In fact, external reinforcement can have the negative consequence of producing imagined value in oneself, believing your worth to be higher than what in reality it is. This can come as a rude awakening upon entry of the workforce, when you find out that you're not special, and you're not an amazing creature destined for greatness, and you're not capable of the most heroic acts of mankind, that you are indeed average, or even below average. What do you think?
Stephanie, am I a special snowflake?
Yes, you're a special snowflake.
What do you think?
In my eyes. No, well, I agree that self-esteem comes from within, you know, from, and it's sort of touching on the concept of intrinsic versus extrinsic motivations, too. There are lots of extrinsic motivations in school, you know, gold stars or punishment, trips to the principal's office if you do something bad or wrong. But, you know, I think there's value in learning to do things because you genuinely love them, not because you're trying to get an A or a star or somebody else's approval, you know?
But those would be based on accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Getting an A requires you to do the work and accomplish the goal. I'm talking about where they're just teaching that everybody is, you know, differently abled. You all are wonderful at something, and you are all special, and you are all destined for greatness.
You know, I have to say, like, I've heard a lot of people complain about this message being conveyed in school, like telling the kids that they're all special, and even, like, avoiding using red pen because it's too harsh to correct them on. But I have to say, that was not my experience in government school. I did not get anyone telling me that I was special or, you know, coddling me in any way. And there were competitive.
I didn't either.
There were competitive games. Like, I just don't see that. Maybe it's because I'm too old or something.
Maybe you're in the wrong. You know, I mean, you'd think that being in Massachusetts that you might have been in the liberal.
Yeah, supposedly
liberal
I went to this liberal school, but I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't experience it really in New York either. Now parents, I heard a lot of parents say that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I can agree that that'd be pretty damaging because, I mean, one thing,
parenting.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I like to say a lot is that, you know, you're not Tony Hawk. I mean, and that's just it. You know, he is the best skateboarder. He's a better skateboarder. I mean, we have to accept the fact that there are people that are better at things than others at various things.
And your accomplishments will raise your expectations of yourself, and then of course you will. You know, if you do it right, you will strive for even higher, right?
And when you're successful, that you are likely to, you know, once you have success, you can believe in your own successes. Like you can see, I've been successful. I know I can do this.
I can see that there are some people who might be, whether it's naturally or whether it's the environment that they're raised in, naturally a little overconfident and tend to overestimate their abilities. But there could also be some people who might be naturally a little bit timid or underconfident and need some more encouragement to go into,
yeah,
to explore different areas or to try different things and maybe find out that they,
yeah,
have a talent at them. So, I don't know, maybe listening to what the kid says and honoring their, you know, personality and traits might be the best way.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, just the idea of saying, you know, everybody is this, you know, again, if everybody is unique, then we're not unique.
Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Greg. Listen on XM. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Greg?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. What's on your mind?
I'm another gun waving wacko from the South, and I was just going to call and talk to you for a second. I understand the point you're trying to make, and I also kind of, I don't know, was under the impression that Stephanie meant that we shouldn't even contemplate the idea of forming any kind of, you know, physical or militant resistance to the government if they ever come to that point. But
I'm having a hard time understanding where people got that. I just said I have questions about, you know, I have questions about people using violence against the state. I don't think it's going to go well for them, and I feel bad for them. I want them to live,
well,
right? And personally for myself, I'm not willing to raise up, you know, to do violent resistance. I'll move before I have to get to that point, right?
Oh, yeah. I agree. That's probably the best thing to do. All I was going to say is, though, I don't think that it would ever come to a point, though, where you would have a full-blown military where they would just, you know, be 100% behind the efforts of any kind of tyranny government, you know, coming in and just, you know, taking over the people. Not in this country anyway. I mean,
they don't need to. I mean, the people are taking over, you know. I mean, they're standing around. They got their hands over their hearts. They're pledging allegiance to the flag. I mean, the people are completely co-opted if, you know, as far as getting the government to, you know, the government doing what the government wants. I can't imagine why it would be. If they come, and most of the time what I hear is when they come for our guns, we'll do this or that. But I really don't think they're going to come for guns. They're only going to slowly find different groups to take them from. Okay, well, you know, the mentally ill, and then everybody who's been mentally ill, everybody who's had a domestic violence call on them,
everybody, you know, who's ever been arrested, and
right, I'm a convicted felon. Basically, that means my wife can't have a gun because I can't be in active possession of a gun. So unless that thing's in a safe, I hear there are safes that you know, she might have quick access to, but unless that thing's in a safe, I'm in active possession of it. And that's a problem. So, you know, there's one household that's taken off legally having a gun.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, Mark, because that's how government implements every kind of change. They do it really incrementally, gradually. And it's sort of like, you know, there's not going to really be a point, I don't think, where they're going to, quote, take all the guns. It's just going to happen very slowly.
Well, they did during Katrina, and they had a little bit of trouble, but you can believe the military went right. I mean, it was National Guard troops taking guns from American citizens.
Yeah.
Pointing guns at American citizens and taking
them. That would require a tremendous amount of force, you know, to take everybody's guns. I would never advocate for that or anything like that, right? I mean, I just want to get that clear.
Well, they just want to throw you. All they need to do is throw you in jail for shooting bad guys, for shooting burglars or something like that. And then, you know, at that point, there's no point in having a gun. You have a buyback program. You might as well get a $25 Walmart.
I see the gun thing. It's a private property issue. It's not even a gun issue, but not anymore. It's just a private property issue. And in that case, people should be just as up in arms about tax dollars being taken from them. You know what I mean? And that's happening right now, and it's already being confiscated. And that's your tax dollars getting taken from you is far more destructive to you than you losing a gun, in my opinion.
Greg?
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, too, I think that the peaceful, you know, process is a much better, you know, road or avenue to take. I think the frustration comes with the fact that, you know, there are a lot of people now that are just kind of giving up on the fact that, well, we can vote for change because change doesn't come with a vote. And then I think a lot of people are frustrated with the fact that a lot of these people that are fighting for, you know, are going a different route and saying, you know, well, we want to be a free, you know, and we want to be really free. You know, the real cause that they're getting behind is, you know, we want to be able to smoke pot. Well, I think that's okay and everything, but I don't think that's the real issue, one of the main issues we need to be fighting for in America, you know. And I think we've got a lot more serious problems than, you know, fighting for the right to smoke pot out in public. You know what I mean?
I got you, Greg. The
war on drugs hurts a lot of people, but, yeah, people have different things that are important to them.
And
right?
We need to stand for everybody's freedoms or somebody won't stand for ours is what I've found. Anyway, you know, there's more at freetalklive.com. You can go get archives, whatever you want, and interact, freetalklive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
sources, bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.